¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
Capital One's tech team isn't just talking about multi-agentic AI. They already deployed one. It's called Chat Concierge, and it's simplifying car shopping. Using self-reflection and layered reasoning with live API checks, it doesn't just help buyers find a car they love. It helps schedule a test drive, get pre-approved for financing, and estimate trade-in value. Advanced, intuitive, and deployed. That's how they stack. That's technology at Capital One.
Welcome back to another episode of the Mac Rumor Show. Hartley, good afternoon, man. It's been a week. We were supposed to talk about, like, I don't know, a touchscreen MacBook or something like that. I don't even remember what we had a topic planned, and then surprise, AirPods Max 2. Crazy.
Yeah, this has sort of come out of nowhere, really. I don't think we were expecting a second generation AirPods Max until next year. So this is something that was not in the rumor cycle. We had heard nothing about this, completely unexpected.
Weren't we like, was there a point where we were like, I don't know if they're ever going to get updated again. Like, this could be it.
There was a while when we thought like that, but then we got this report from Ming-Chi Kuo, I feel like it was about a year ago, saying that Apple was working on a completely redesigned version of AirPods Max for 2027, which I hope are still on the table. And I would like to think this new model that has just been announced kind of proves Apple's recommitment to that device, because it did feel like that was aging. I mean, the original AirPods Max came out back in December 2020, and until earlier this week had the exact same hardware other than that USB-C port when it got the update in 2024. But it still had the H1 chip and lagged behind the AirPods Pro, and even to a large extent, the AirPods 4 as well, which had that newer silicon that enabled all of these new capabilities.
I mean, this should have been the upgrade that we got in 24. Like, I don't understand how the H2 chip was already out for 2 years. How did we not get that then? I don't really understand. Was that a way for Apple to just like refresh inventory that they kind of had? And like, I know they changed the colors, but is it possible that they just like had a bunch of leftover like unpainted ones and refreshed the colors? Or I don't really know their process for that. But needless to say, this is a good upgrade, but I am still looking forward to the redesign when that happens, because a lot of the questions that I've gotten, and there was a lot of popularity around the video that we put out around it, so a lot of people are super interested in this. It's not from a visual or like hardware perspective, nothing is new on the outside. Everything has remained the same, or at least as far as we know. Correct?
So that is right. The only hardware change is the H2 chip.
Exactly.
Which enables all of these new software capabilities. But even the audio hardware here is the same. The audio enhancements come from improved processing with the H2 chip. And all of these new software capabilities don't depend on new hardware. And I think it's still pretty substantial. I would imagine if you're a user of those 2020 AirPods Max and they've lasted this long, mine did not. Mine were, the ones that I had before my current pair were pretty much launch day AirPods Max from 2020, and they died late last year, and I just replaced them just 3 months ago. But
are you going to get the new ones?
I'm on the fence about it, but probably not, owing to just how recently I purchased them and because there is not a tangible hardware upgrade here. I am very tempted, and some of the key features here, which we should probably get into, include things like 50% better active noise cancellation, which is a huge jump, and we've seen that with other products like the AirPods Pro and just how impressive that can be. But I think the difference with the AirPods Max compared to the original model is that the AirPods Max were already really good. And actually, when I use them, I don't feel like I need better active noise cancellation. In a way that with other devices like the AirPods Pro, you're aware that it's really good, but it's not total in the way that it feels with the AirPods Max. So I imagine that upgraders are going to be people that maybe bought that USB-C model back in 2024 or the original model before that, and their current model, maybe the battery's degrading. And also, it's not the most durable device. That smart case is still exactly the same and does not wear very well. And the canopy over the top does not age very well either. So if you have those earlier models and they've kind of got a little bit aged and disgusting in the way that tech does right. When you keep it for a long time, especially something that you wear, it may well be time to upgrade.
Yeah, I mean, so let's just go through all of the new features, but I agree. I think definitely 2020, if you're somebody who's using it sparingly and you're like, I'm fine with this, then sure. I mean, just whenever those die out, then get some new ones. But it'll be a huge upgrade personally, just from those original model, because you're going to get USB-C, some slightly different color options from that original set. And then all of the benefits and improved, you know, software and an audio experience from the H2 chip alone and all of the new features. But even from the Lightning ones, like you just said, like, I think it would still be a pretty massive upgrade. Hartley, I feel like you're going to end up buying some. So you might as well look and see how much you can get to sell your current ones. Just take the loss and attribute to whatever you get out of it. Because I remember the original H2 chip going from AirPods to AirPods Pro 2 and just how crazy it made everything. It just made everything sound so much better. And the active noise cancellation got better. The transparency improved. Like, it was a massive jump. Going from AirPods Pro 2 to 3, obviously, there wasn't that big of a difference. Some things were changed from other perspectives, but like, I really remember that H1 to H2 being pretty significant. And when you go over to the AirPods Max, because it's different hardware, it's bigger, obviously, than AirPods Pro and what they can fit in there. The drivers are bigger. I feel like it's just going to be a much better impact. Personally, I mean, I haven't tried them yet, so I have no idea. And for those of you who are watching the podcast and are very confused as to why the camera switched, it's one of those days from a technical perspective. So now you get the original studio display webcam. So everyone can comment on how good or bad this looks. I don't know. Hartley, with that, let's go through some of those features. Let's start with there's just so much that you're getting. So improved noise. Do you think the active noise cancellation, though, is really going to be... Well, it's a 1.5 times improvement, according to Apple.
Yeah, so I think that will be pretty dramatic. I think that was one of the most noticeable improvements that we saw with the AirPods Pro, and it was already so good on the AirPods Max. Mm-hmm. I imagine, especially on flights or those kinds of situations when the AirPods Max really shine, that will probably be pretty near perfect now. The one that surprised me a little more is Apple's talking about how transparency mode is improved. To me, the AirPods Max are the best headphones for transparency mode. No matter what other rival set of headphones I have tried, right. This is the one thing that they just don't seem to be able to crack. They may offer, you know, a lighter, more comfortable design. Sound quality in some instances will be better, but none of them seem to have that transparency that you're totally unaware that you are listening through microphones. Whereas with a lot of rival headphones, you get that little hiss or a slight echo. You're aware of some digitization going on with the microphones. So I don't even know how Apple can improve that. I won't be able to tell, but it's pretty impressive if they have been able to improve it from that already very high standard.
Yeah, I completely agree. I think this is going to be one of the biggest improvements personally, and with an active noise cancellation. And I agree with your take on transparency. I have noticed that I've tested so many different pairs of over-ear headphones, even the in-ear ones that offer transparency. Almost all of them, if we can go back and do like a montage of like the times I've talked about transparency or whatever they call it, for, you know, Sony or Bose. Sony's probably the one that's like gets pretty close, but most of the time I'm like, I don't know what is happening. It doesn't seem like anything has happened. I don't sense a difference between like having active noise cancellation on and changing to transparency. There's nothing. Most of them don't even do like the, maybe it's the audio chime. Is it like a thing in our brains that manipulate us? It can't be, because I definitely feel and hear the difference of what it sounds like.
It just feels natural.
It does.
It's very comfortable. You can still be totally aware of your surroundings. And yeah, that is a very useful feature, because it bugged me. I went through a period of trying the Sonos Ace in particular.
I do love those
And
headphones.
That was one of the key features that put me off those headphones and made me go back to the AirPods Max, because I just could not endure that sense that I was listening through microphones. It was just pretty horrible.
But
so, just,
it didn't even sound different. It really did it to you? I couldn't really tell a difference when you switch between it.
To me it sounded different, but certainly less dramatic than with the AirPods Max, which I think are a class leader in this area. Of the other improvements,
I was going to say, with that,
are sort of related to that, with things like adaptive audio and switching in and out, which is something I do use on the AirPods Pro. It does not always work perfectly, but in general, it's pretty good. Like if you start a conversation with conversation awareness, it does switch from active noise cancellation to transparency pretty seamlessly. I think for me, it doesn't kick back in quite as fast as I would like when I finish speaking, but I understand why that has to be the case. So if that now comes to the AirPods Max, I'll be very pleased.
I have to admit, I turned that feature off on my AirPods Pro. I just don't like it. I feel like it has a lot of mistakes in where it thinks I'm talking or it thinks someone's talking to me, like especially on a flight, if people are talking around me loudly, like I feel like it's constantly coming in and out more so than I would like. It has gotten better because I turned that off pretty early on when it got, you know, introduced as a feature. And then I was like, I don't like this as much. So I turned it off. But I've tried it relatively recently when the AirPods Pro 3s came out, and I still don't like it as much, but it's definitely better at like recognizing when it is me. I do agree with you. It does take a while to like, okay, I'm done talking now. You can go back. Like I want to watch what I was watching, but.
Capital One's tech team isn't just talking about multi-agentic AI. They already deployed one. It's called Chat Concierge, and it's simplifying car shopping. Using self-reflection and layered reasoning with live API checks, it doesn't just help buyers find a car they love. It helps schedule a test drive, get pre-approved for financing, and estimate trade-in value. Advanced, intuitive, and deployed. That's how they stack. That's technology at Capital One.
Adaptive audio is nice. That's another one of those that kind of goes hand in hand with more so the active noise cancellation. So when you're walking around, let's say New York, things are hot, like it's just way too loud. You can have it adjust on the fly and adapt to your environment and be able to kind of increase when it needs to be increased with those types of features. So I do like that.
These are really a family of features, because there's other things here as well, like loud sound reduction. So if you do have transparency mode enabled and there is like a loud siren or some other kind of noise, that will be reduced in the mix of transparent audio that is fed through to your ears. Personalized volume as well.
Which is the feature that lets you use the... Which one does it fall into for, like when I used AirPods Pro as a like earplug? So I'd go to it's adaptive?
No, I think that's hearing protection, which I don't actually know that these have got.
Well, no, not like when I go to like a concert, I would turn it on and then I go into adaptive transparency or whatever that feature is.
That might come under loud sound reduction.
Okay.
But there is a suite of hearing health features available on the AirPods Pro that the AirPods Max, even in this second generation, don't have, which I'm not fully clear on why, because something like the hearing test that is available on the AirPods Pro, that's not a hardware thing. That is just sounds being played with the H2 chip and you just telling your iPhone when you can and can't hear that sound. And the AirPods Max would be one of the best devices to do that with. So that feels like a little bit of a strange omission, but
we don't know for sure that we don't have it, right? They didn't I guess that's something
I imagine they would have said if it was present, because they're telling us about stuff like camera remotes.
Yeah.
which they did not need to tell us. I mean, I don't know how many people are standing back and using their AirPods Max to take a picture with their iPhone, but I mean, I guess it's good that we get some feature parity here for the one situation that one person on the whole planet is going to want to do that.
I feel like maybe they just forgot about it. That's going to be the first thing I'll check. I'll check when I get my pair and see if they have the hearing health features. Maybe they just forgot to talk about it. And they're like, I don't know. But yeah, no, going back to that thing. So it's when I go to concerts, I turn on the adaptive mode. And that is what, you know, what I was talking about when you're in a loud environment. Yeah, it just reduces the sound. But when you're at something that's constantly loud, like a concert or something like that, it brings the decibel level from like what would be at about 100 or more down to like 78, 80, which is wild. It works really, really well. I don't know that I would take my, I mean, I guess there's really no reason why you couldn't take AirPods Max to a concert and do the same thing. It's no different than wearing like over-ear protective headphones for those loud environments. I wouldn't do that there per se, but like we've gone to like, do you know what Monster Jam is, Hartley?
No, I can't say I do.
So here in America, we love monster trucks, and it's just a show where inside of an arena or sometimes out, but mostly in the winter it comes and it's just a bunch of really loud monster trucks jumping over and crushing cars. And it's cool. My son likes
Wonderful.
It. So, yeah, I mean, it's, I feel like it's a very American thing. My son is really into it. We've gone to it a couple of times and it's super loud. And so I have taken these AirPods and used them and it's worked perfectly fine. My ears aren't ringing, but they have like over-ear protective like headphones that they would use for that. So I guess I could try that next time. Although, I don't know, we don't really want to go all the time. maybe when you come, we'll take you.
I would love to do that.
Yeah. Shout out Monster Jam.
I think that is the most unexpected shout out that I did not see coming on this episode.
Yeah, it was never my thing, but you know what? When you have kids, you kind of have to do some of the things that they want to do. All right, did we talk about voice isolation? That's another feature
yes.
that you're going to get.
So yeah. it's still in this same family.
Yeah.
Live translation is something that is
That's
present,
a huge
which
one.
Was that was noticeably missing, especially when there was so much was made of that with the last generation of AirPods Pro. Of course, they're also available. That feature is also available on the AirPods 4. So I'm glad to see it. But what I will say is that if you own AirPods Max, chances are you probably also own AirPods Pro or AirPods 4 because you don't. In all situations, you're not going to be able to take these big headphones with you.
Yeah.
And to me, I would rather use live translation using unobtrusive earbuds because there's something about talking to people with headphones, even with transparency mode enabled. That person doesn't know you've got that enabled and might just think you're listening to music and not really paying attention to them. So instinctively to me, even when I might, like if I'm waiting in line to go and be served at a store or something like that, and I might be waiting with transparency mode enabled, I can hear everything. When I actually approach the cashier, I will take them off and put them around my neck because I don't want that person to perceive that I'm not paying attention or not listening to them.
Right.
And I don't know if that, I think that is just a psychological thing about headphones in general. I think for all that we have these features where you can fade out of active noise cancellation and into transparency and live translation, I think ultimately if you're talking to another human being face to face, you should probably take your headphones off or take the earbuds out.
But you're right, though. It is a little more okay and like acceptable to have something.
Yeah, it's
smaller
more acceptable with
than these.
With these.
Yeah.
So while I'm glad to see that they've got these on the AirPods Max, and in certain situations that will definitely be useful.
Sure.
And I like to just see feature parity. I think it makes it nice and consistent, nice and easy when people are making buying decisions. They don't feel like they're missing out by buying one product over another. I don't know that live translation is really built for the AirPods Max. I think it is far more for the in-ear designs.
But it's definitely useful if you're in a pinch. Maybe you went to another country and you're walking around the grocery store and you're, you know, wearing your AirPods Max, listening to music and shopping, and then you realize, oh, I have a question. I don't speak this language. I'm not going to keep taking them on and off. Maybe there's somebody next to you. You can just start that conversation real quick, ask them a quick question. Obviously, if somebody asked me a question while wearing headphones, I would assume they're listening to me, I guess, because that would be pretty weird to like start talking, but just not. But
yeah,
like,
I think
it is
we'll
weird.
Get better at that as a society, but there is something a little bit strange about it. I don't like it if people
talk
to me
with
headphones in.
No.
So I just, in general, I just always take them out.
No, I agree with you. But there are scenarios.
Well, the other thing you could do is just take one out and then you kind of indicate, even though it does nothing, it's like a social signal to kind of just show that you're paying attention.
It 100% is. You take one, like I was just on a flight a few times this month and like the amount of time, like when the, here's a good idea. Are you the type of person who puts on transparency when the flight attendant comes around to ask you for things or do you take one out?
I take one out.
I do too.
Usually on a flight, I'll wear AirPods Max, so I'll take them down.
Oh, so you'll put them down. Okay. Yeah. I switch between the two devices. It's really set for like if it's a long flight over 2 hours.
Well, I wear also this. Have been known on flights to wear both sets of AirPods at the same time for maximum noise cancellation.
So you put that is a good thing.
I feel pretty ridiculous when I do that.
AirPods Maxing over here. No pun intended, yeah. But you're like, I am usually take one out. There was like I feel like I saw this somewhere. People were talking about like, are you that type of person or do you just put on transparency and continue on with the conversation? I don't know why. I just feel like it's less rude if I take one out and like acknowledge them, which is why I don't think I can ever wear Apple Vision Pro on a plane because I'm not going to take that thing off to acknowledge somebody, but I know I can see them.
Yeah, I think
them.
You probably would have to.
No.
I don't think the eyesight is ever going to really... be a solution to that social problem because the AirPods Max and normal AirPods present that kind of problem anyway.
Does eyesight still work? Obviously, I can't see myself when it's a thing, but like I don't know that I've ever seen it come on, like with the eyes and like did they disable it? I guess I've just not.
No, but I think that it only works when other people are around. So if you're using it by yourself,
alone.
it won't enable. Because it uses extra power, which kind of makes sense.
Right.
So the only way you can see it is if you go and look at yourself in a mirror.
But does it recognize that's me in a mirror? I guess I've never tried this before.
I think it just detects that it's a person and therefore enables the feature.
But is it smart enough to know that it's me? Who knows? We'll try this. This is all for science. Anyways, getting back on track here. Other things that you're going to get, which I cannot believe we don't have, but I guess this is an H2 thing, is Siri interaction. So being able to respond by nodding your head yes or no. I've done that a couple of times. It's fine.
That feature.
Really?
But the feature that I do actually care about is the modern Siri commands. Mm-hmm. So... on my current AirPods Max, the only way you can enable Siri is by actually saying the full phrase in its original manifestation, which was, hey, Siri.
Yeah.
Even though every other device, including things like the HomePod Mini, which are pretty old now, you can just say Siri and just ring off a whole command. It's far easier. And there have been times with the AirPods Max where I've been frustrated by not being able to do that. Like even just something like setting a timer. It's noticeably there's noticeably more friction with the AirPods Max, so I just go to holding the crown down because I don't want to have to say hey Siri and wait, and it's just a far slower process. So I'm really pleased to see that we've got that updated command capability. Even though Siri's pretty terrible, I still do need to use it to set timers and turn off lights and stuff when I'm walking around with my AirPods Max.
Yeah. I think the only times I've ever really used it is when I accidentally forget on a phone or something to turn off the like summarize, like the notifications being read out loud. I usually turn it off, so I rarely ever have to respond to it. Or like, I guess like, no, it doesn't even come on during Workout Buddy because like Workout Buddy doesn't really ask you things. So yeah, there's really no times where I use it. But you know what? Feature parity. It's good to have if you need it. Some people probably use it out there. I'm sure we'll get tons of emails. podcast@macrumors.com if you want to tell us how often you use it. It's always nice to hear from people, honestly. You guys tell us so many things. Like, it opens up our perspective. Obviously, we're not naive to the fact that there are people out there who do things that we don't do. But we just want to know how much so that we can see how out of touch we may or may not be. So let's find out with the Siri commands and whether you respond by shaking your head yes or no, or you know, just not nonchalantly just say Siri, or do you say the full phrase? So you do get improvements to sound quality because of the custom high dynamic range amplifier and the new digital signal processing algorithm. These are all still H2 things, correct?
Yeah, so this is essentially further software optimization.
But this is where our sound quality improvements should come from.
Yes. So there should be noticeably better sound quality.
Hopefully.
Which I'm excited to try these out.
Yeah.
I have fallen in love with the AirPods Max. I've had such a love-hate relationship with them as a product, where I bought them back in 2020 and hated them, and they were too heavy and uncomfortable and kind of just sat unused. I'd use them for a couple of weeks and then they would sit back on my shelf. And this went on for years, which is probably what destroyed the battery in the end. And then when my AirPods Pro 2 started to die, it forced me to use the AirPods Max. And once I kind of pushed past the weight and design, I got completely used to them. And now I use them pretty much all day, every day. I probably wear the AirPods Max easily for maybe 8 or 10 hours a day on a normal working day. The whole day, from when I get up in the morning right through to when I go to bed in the evening, I'm pretty much wearing AirPods Max. I do everything with them. I take calls, listen to music.
Why don't you use them now?
Well, it's because it's the same thing of, I think they look a little bit weird.
Yeah.
So when we do something like this, I feel like it's kind of getting in the way of having a more natural conversation. And I know that there's going to be comments saying, oh, the AirPods Max, he's one of those people that does that on video calls. So I prefer the more unobtrusive AirPods Pro for these kinds of situations. I still use my AirPods Pro. Like if I'm going out and I'm traveling light, I don't have a bag with me, then I will always use the AirPods Pro. There's definitely a space for both of them. But I actually am not someone that is clamoring for them to be lighter, because I've got used to that. The biggest design problem for me is just that smart case, which I actually don't use now. I just never use it. I just let them drain or just charge them. I don't care. And my life is better for not using that case. Which bugged the hell out of me.
But what about the durability thing isn't really necessarily a problem with like the cups. So I guess you don't have to worry about it there. And the canopy isn't protected anyways. So
I use a silicone protector on the canopy, because that is a major design fault, in my opinion. That canopy seems to collapse on everyone's AirPods Max after any period of time. It's not even like a particularly unusual amount of use makes that canopy collapse. It loses all of its tension, which makes them very uncomfortable. So I actually think that canopy support is a necessary purchase alongside this device. And it's disappointing that Apple did not at least, even if it didn't redesign the cups or the hardware in the cups, considering that canopy headband piece clips off, that they didn't design a different one or even just use a different material canopy.
It'll be next year. I honestly, if these new ones are true, the redesign, it's going to be, well, I'm guessing if they redesign it, they're going to have to redesign the actual audio drivers and everything. So you'll get improved sound quality there. I firmly think it's still going to be H2 chip though, probably. We're probably not going to get an H3. But we have all of those features now that you know and love, is what they'll say, but with improved sound quality because of the driver and all of the new hardware improvements. But then, you know, it's going to be more of a visual redesign and a structural thing, so that they can talk about, you know, how it's more comfortable than ever. They won't ever admit what is at fault with the canopy, but...
Capital One's tech team isn't just talking about multi-agentic AI. They already deployed one. It's called Chat Concierge, and it's simplifying car shopping. Using self-reflection and layered reasoning with live API checks, it doesn't just help buyers find a car they love. It helps schedule a test drive, get pre-approved for financing, and estimate trade-in value. Advanced, intuitive, and deployed. That's how they stack. That's technology at Capital One.
Maybe, do you think we'll ever get a charging case? Or is that another stubborn point that Apple will never improve
on? I don't know about a charging case.
Or not a charging case, but a regular carrying case, sorry.
To me, I think that what it really needs, it needs an off switch. Bring back a little rocker switch on there. I mean, even just a little slider like we had on the original iPad would be great on the AirPods Max, would feel totally at home. And even if they don't want to provide a case with it, you don't have to. Let that be an optional purchase like it is for the Vision Pro.
Well,
let
just
me go and buy some silly, expensive case, but provide me with that option. Don't give me this thing and tell me that this is actually a good piece of design, which functionally is the only way to put them into their low power state, but it does not protect them, and it scuffs and peels and actually it you have to baby this. And even when you do it, it still ends up in atrocious condition. Yeah. I think it's probably one of the worst design things that Apple has ever made. But the headphones themselves, I actually love using them.
I was going to say, the best part of the headphones is the most important part, which is what they sound like and the features and everything that you get for it. It's just everything else. Visually, I love the look. I love the feel, but it's terrible from a functionality and practicality work, like just perspective. So, yeah. With that said, though, I still think people should go out and get the AirPods Max 2 because they're going to be better than what they were before. But if you value comfort and durability for the canopy, at least.
There are other options out there, and they're more inexpensive. You know, the price point is the same with these. And it would be lying to say that there are not fantastic devices on offer from Sony and Bose, because those products are there. But what I would say is, what is unique about the AirPods Max is that integration. And for me, the automatic device switching, I use that all day. I watch something on my iPad or listen to something on my iPad. Then I switch over to my Mac. I need to watch a little video or something. And that instant switching back and forth, and then I go and use my iPhone or my Apple Watch. It's so useful. And I do use the Siri commands. I also, at least with my AirPods Pro, I use adaptive audio. I appreciate these ecosystem features. And that is always going to be a very important factor for a lot of customers. Not everyone, but there will always be those people out there who are very deep in the Apple ecosystem who appreciate that. And also, what I will say about the likes of Sony is they are great headphones, but they do feel cheap. They don't feel good. Yes, they're nice and lightweight because they're plastic, but the AirPods Max, the way they are cool to the touch, you've got these magnetic ear cups, everything just feels so nice. And even when the Sonos Ace tried to replicate that to a large extent, it still doesn't come close. And the build quality is just superb. The feeling of the crown, it's just excellent. And these things do matter to a lot of people.
I will say, taking off my Apple hat a little bit, because I am like you, I do really like to use the AirPods Max 2, but they are not better than the Sony WH-1000. But from a name perspective, they're significantly better. We really need Sony to figure this out. But the XM6's over-ear, because they just came out with the in-ear XM6's, so I know that's confusing, but the XM6 over-ear headphones are significantly better in almost every way, or just as good. Like, they're not worse than the AirPods in almost any category, except from a material and, like, if you like the design of the AirPods Max, which I guess that's kind of a subjective thing to however you're going to feel. But it's just, they are lighter weight. They are much more comfortable for longer periods of use. They sound just as good. Maybe transparency is the only thing that I can think of where it's just not as good. But everywhere else, they're right up to par, if not better, in all of those categories. And they are significantly cheaper at times than AirPods Max. Right off the rip, they're $100 cheaper at minimum. But then you can get them on sale. After about a year of them being out, they're usually right around that $250 to $300 mark. Like, there is no reason why you should be spending $550, except for the fact that you're an Apple fan, you like the look, and you want the integrated ecosystem. But even then, with the headphones, it doesn't really matter as much, because a lot of these headphones have multi-device pairing anyways. So, like, that's the biggest ecosystem thing for me. But go
ahead. The other key point about the AirPods Max price is that it is one of those products that is very frequently discounted.
It is, but it's still not as much.
No, but it's worth mentioning that, you know, if you keep an eye out for deals, especially on our deals roundup, actually on Mac Rumors,
yes,
you can definitely for a significant portion of the year get those for well below the retail price, and probably for below $500, which I know that that's not going to make it the same price as its competitors, but I think it's a lot more palatable under $500.
I mean, right now it's $398. And even if you're like, okay, that's still too expensive, get the XM5s. Those are still really, really good. I mean, Apple hasn't changed anything until now. So right up until literally this Monday, I would say the XM5s were just as good as the, and those are $279. So, I mean, it's tough, but like, I see your point. And I'm not saying don't buy the AirPods Max 2. Like, they're definitely going to be good. I can assure you this. They're going to be improved, and they were already really good. So it's just, is it, you know, unbiased to my preferences, like which one is the better value? It's obviously clear that Sony, and even I really like the Bose Ultra. I forget what they call them, the Quiet Comfort Ultras. I just tested those. Those are really nice. I think those also kind of feel a little cheap at times. It's like almost all of them kind of, because they understand that it's not comfortable to have 6 pounds of friggin' metal on your head to, you know, yeah, it looks great, but after a while, you're not going to really like that. So yeah, I mean, it's just all kind of your own opinions, but that's mine.
There's customers for each. I mean, sure. I am one of these people that I'm an AirPods Max customer. I will always be happy with that product now. I've worked around its flaws. I'm used to them. I enjoy that. And going to something else would not feel right for me. But that's not the right move for everyone. And we have different products on the market. And this is an area of competition. And actually, it's good that there are such strong competitors, because I hope that it is going to push Apple to iterate on this product next year. And I will be first in line if Apple releases a redesigned version of the AirPods Max. It's a little bit lighter, a little bit more comfortable, maybe with folding cups. Maybe by then we're on an H3 chip. That would be a huge upgrade. I would absolutely love that. And I think also if they could get that price to below $500, they would be very popular. I think it's a shame that they still cost what they do. I think it is a little hard to justify. It would have been nice to see, especially after the MacBook Neo. We've been really happy to see that price point. It would be nice to see these at least make it to under $500.
One other thing I will say in the Sony direction is you still have the 3.5 millimeter headphone jack, and that comes insanely handy when you are on a flight. You can tell me all you want that a lot of these airplanes have the Bluetooth capabilities now built in. It is awful. I don't know if you've ever tried to, like, I do not want to completely wipe my AirPods to then connect to the thing, but then what if I want to switch back to my, you know, it becomes a painful process with AirPods, where, as I mentioned before, the non-ecosystem integration with Sony kind of comes in handy there, because you could go Bluetooth if you wanted to, but also you can just plug it in directly to the thing and it's so much faster. And then I don't have to mess around with, like, all right, is it unpaired from here? Like, what happens if I want to switch back to my iPad, whatever the case may be? That is kind of handy. And I know you can do this again with AirPods, but you got to buy separate cables and then an adapter, and then it's just the whole thing.
I'm going to say something that's going to make people angry with me in the comments.
Is it
going to
make me angry?
I think you'll probably agree with me, actually, and it'll be one of these things where we sound really out of touch.
Oh, yeah.
Which is, I would argue, if you're an AirPods Max customer and you're spending this much, if you're still using the in-flight infotainment system and you're not using an iPad, just buy the entry-level iPad for travel. It's a great device for travel. Just go ahead and spend that extra few $100. It's basically free.
Okay, so that first off, that's what's going to get you in trouble right there.
Yep. I knew it. I'm out of touch, okay?
Listen, it's okay. So everyone's out of touch in some regards. I agree with you to a point where, like, most people are probably have their own personal device. And I always travel with an iPad. And most of the time, I want to watch whatever it is that I already predetermined. But there, especially on really long flights, there comes a time where, like, my neck is killing me from looking down at the iPad, and the in-flight infotainment systems are, like, dead on straight. And sometimes there's just a movie that, like, you just don't, you know, you just, when you're on a plane, you don't want to, like, I don't know. There's just movies that you're never, ever going to watch at home.
Well, maybe
probably,
this is
so
why you need to fly with the Vision Pro, Dan. Like, maybe that's a solution to your problem. Maybe everyone just needs to buy a Vision Pro.
There you go. Now you're really out of touch.
Yeah.
No one needs to buy a Vision Pro. That one I can agree. Should you try it, though? I think everyone needs to try it. No one needs to buy it. Needs. I'm not saying that you shouldn't buy it. I'm just saying no one needs to buy it. Unless your very specific work use case or medical use case or something. But just from like an average person at home. It's like, I think I need to buy one of these. No, you don't. Please say $5,000 or however much they are.
Yeah, I was one of the people that made the mistake of thinking that I needed it.
But it's awesome when you do put it on and use it. It really is. It's just like, I don't need to be wearing this all day.
Yeah, but after a while, you don't even want to be wearing it all day.
No, you don't.
That's the problem with it. The AirPods Max, I don't need to wear the AirPods Max all day. The AirPods Pro are great, but I want to wear them. The Vision Pro, I actually don't want to wear that.
See, but that's why I travel with both. There are times where I do not want to wear my AirPods Max too. I will say, it just hurts too much after a while.
You got to push past it. This is what I believed, because I was so anti AirPods Max, and I was the biggest critic of their weight and design. But it is just not a problem for me anymore. I think because I had to go through that phase where I just could not use my AirPods Pro and I was waiting for the new generation to come out, it forced me. And now I just don't mind at all. I'm totally unaware of that weight and pressure. I don't know how that's been possible. But I think with a lot of these things, especially stuff that you wear, it just takes getting used to. And they are heavy. They are uncomfortable. But I think that you can push through it.
Yeah.
And I know that's kind of silly that you're paying over $500 for a product that you have to push through. Yeah. But that's the thing with the AirPods Max. It's a great product, but it's not a perfect product.
That's
other
Vision
things
Pro.
That we talk about, you know, well, I think even more so than Vision Pro, because Vision Pro is so inaccessible. You never see them in the wild. I see plenty of people wearing AirPods Max.
Yeah.
And I think it's kind of a unique Apple product insofar as we look at stuff like, you know, the Macs that we just got, or the iPhone 17 lineup. And these feel like near perfect products. You know, we can say, oh, it needs an OLED display or better battery life or whatever. But these feel like such mature, perfect products. And you really are getting great value for money. Even if you buy an iPhone 17 Pro, that will last you for years and you'll be really happy with that. The AirPods Max are kind of unique in Apple's lineup because they are a fantastic product with some great features, great transparency mode, great audio quality, fantastic build quality, and yet are also so flawed at the same time. They're expensive. They are not durable. The smart case is terrible. They're not even very good to use at the gym. I mean, I use them at the gym. But
people use them there all the time.
I use them there, but I am aware I think it all depends on the kind of workouts you're doing as well and how intense that is. And maybe
I've
you
see
can
people
swap
running
out
those
ear cups after a year or something.
I've seen people
I've run in them.
Why? That's got to be, isn't like the weight is insane. I can't sit with them. How am I supposed to run with
I'm
them?
I'm aware of them kind of bouncing around if I run in them. But I just, again, I've just got used to them.
Listen,
Maybe I've just gone crazy. Maybe this is what's happened. Because I was so against them when we recorded episodes about the AirPods Max years ago. I pretty much hated them.
You're a poster child now.
I kind of love them. I don't know. Is this Stockholm syndrome? I don't know what's happening.
I mean, for as much as I love the Sony headphones, I also wouldn't work out. I wouldn't work out with any over-ear headphones personally. That's not for me. That's one of those, like, I feel very isolated then and like in a place where you need to have some awareness of what's going on around you. Because there are other people there. So I don't want to get in anyone's way. I'm just never really like comfortable like that. I try to like make sure I even have transparency on so I can hear if someone comes up to me and asks me a question or something like that. But yeah. Okay, so real quick, we'll go through some other features. Mostly everything else is kind of the same. So you're still going to get lossless personalized spatial audio. You need the USB-C cable. Also, you need the USB-C cable for 24-bit, 48 kilohertz lossless audio. One difference here, we talked about it before on video calls. You're not a big video call guy when it comes to wearing them, but they have studio recording quality microphones. So we'll have to test that out. Maybe if you do get a pair, we'll do a full episode with them on and people can tell us what they think.
That's a good idea. I think that would be really helpful because they sound good. I mean, as far as I'm aware, people say that they sound good, but they definitely could sound better. So that's another H2 chip improvement.
Or you know what we can do is next week or whenever I get my pair, you can wear the two or the, well, the, I see, yeah, that's the thing. I kept calling them the twos, but they're
the
1.5s, and I'll wear the twos and we'll just torture everyone with poor audio quality across the board. But one will be worse than the other potentially. And I'm thinking it'll be you.
Probably would be.
And then, everything else is kind of the same. Bluetooth 5.3 is a difference there.
And that's lower latency.
That is lower latency.
Low latency wireless audio. So if you use something like Logic on your iPad or even just gaming,
low latency if you use the USB-C cable.
Yeah, but I can do that on my USB-C model right now. So that's one of those.
But I'm just saying, for those who forget, you have that ability.
Well, that's why it's a bigger upgrade if you come from that original model. Because even though I have pretty little to show for myself from my first to my second pair, I'll cling on to those little features and make as much of them as I can.
Still available in the same colors. Starlight, midnight, blue, purple, and orange. The originals were silver, space gray, sky blue, pink, and green. So they are different, but it's, you know, the one and a half sort of the same here. And it'll be $549. So game plan here. If you have the original, the Lightning version, definitely, if you're still a fan of yours and you're like, it's time for new ones, definitely go for the Max 2. There's going to be a huge improvement, and all of the new features that we just talked about are going to be coming your way. If you have any other pair of headphones and you're like, you know what, I don't know that I care about the H2 chip, dude, check out the AirPods Max 1.5s because you might get them at a pretty good discount. And if you've never experienced AirPods Max before, you'll probably be pretty happy with them already. But that's my spiel. Anyone else have anything to say? You can let us know in the comments. Let Hartley know how out of touch he is. More so than me, I only partially agreed with you on some of that.
I was being facetious. I take it all back. Don't criticize me. No.
We can't. Our egos can't handle the criticism. Yeah. All right. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in, and we'll catch everybody in next week's episode.